Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Police are looking for answers after a horrific find in the Bronx. A man's body was found hogtied with slashes to his chest and wrist. A resident of the building on Creston Avenue near Field Place in Fordham Heights smelled a foul odor from the apartment and called police yesterday. A neighbor told Channel 4.
A strong smell, like 5-6 days, people are complaining that the smell is coming from your apartment.
Inside, officers found that man with legs bound to his torso, reportedly with duct tape and wounds on his chest and wrists. The medical examiner now working to find a cause of death. Police are treating this as a suspicious death right now. The man's name has not yet been released. It was not your usual day on the observation deck. A man swung a sword at the Empire State Building yesterday afternoon. Daily News quotes police sources saying the 35-year-old's a military veteran and believed to be suffering from PTSD. They say he may have gone to the deck with the intention of harming himself. He shocked people when he pulled out the cane sword and swung it around. Tourist Paul Allen told Channel 7.
I thought it was an act. But there was no one sort of attempt to stop him. He took his shirt off and pulled the sword out and then stuck against his chest.
Police say officers told the guy to drop the weapon and he did. Nobody was hurt. The man, whose name has not yet been released, was taken to Bellevue for observation and charges are pending. A young woman is telling a terrifying story of being thrown off her city bike and beaten in Midtown this week. Ina, who says she's in her 20s, told the Post she was riding home after a dinner with friends when two men stood side by side blocking the bike lane on 8th Avenue near West 35th. They made eye contact and then charged her for no apparent reason, body slamming her and laughing as she fell. She asked them why, and one of them punched her. She has bruises and says she feels lucky she wasn't more seriously hurt. There's no word of any arrests in this case. No bail for the NYPD officer accused of hiring a hitman to kill her estranged husband and her boyfriend's daughter. 35-year-old Valerie Cincinelli ordered held until trial yesterday. She was arrested in May after a police officer went to her home and pretended to notify her of her estranged husband's death. Federal prosecutors say her boyfriend wore a wire to help in that sting. The husband tells the Daily News he had to pose for a fake death photo. Cincinelli was initially held without bail after pleading not guilty. A judge reaffirmed that yesterday, describing her as a danger to the community and the alleged intended victims. There's no word so far on a trial date. A truly gross vandalism incident at a Jersey City church. The Reverend Thomas Quinn tells 1010 Winds that somebody covered the statue at St. Michael's with dog feces and added a cigarette. A parishioner reported it just before midday mass yesterday. Father Quinn says it's shocking. The church does not have surveillance cams, so he doesn't expect this vandal to be caught, but he says...
If I ever met the person, if they ever caught the person, or if he or she ever came forward, I would extend them forgiveness. I would ask them if there were anything we could do to help them. But I hope for everybody's sake that this is just an isolated incident. As I said, the work of somebody who's obviously very disturbed, and I pray for them.
The pastor reported the incident to police, and there's no word of any arrests so far. He's a mayor, and he got profiled to JFK. That's what the longtime mayor of Prospect Park, New Jersey, told the Bergen County Record. Mohammed Kairula says he and his family were coming back from a trip to Turkey when Customs and Border Patrol pulled him aside and spent hours grilling him about personal details and if he was in contact with terrorists. He told the newspaper it's flat-out insulting and stereotyping of Muslims and Arabs. Says he turned his phone over to the agency, and they kept it for 12 days. Kairula says it was a violation of his constitutional rights. The Post tried to get comment from the CVP, and none so far. Well, something smells about the sewer bills in Nassau County. A new report says more than 450,000 residents have been overpaying since 2016, and another 300,000 were underpaying. Newsday quotes a probe from County Exec Laura Curran's office, which shows an $18.4 million mistake in the sewer and stormwater tax levy. The problem started under the administration of former exec Ed Mangano and apparently continued until this year when the flaw was found. Basically, property owners who had sewer disposal only and those in the stormwater zone were overbilled, those in collection and disposal underbilled. Property owners will see either credits or rate hikes over 5 years, starting with their 2020 bill. The county has a new formula in place, and Curran says they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again, adding they don't hide from mistakes. A first for New York's red flag law. An upstate judge okayed the seizure of the man's firearms in the first known use of this new measure, which allows police to take weapons from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. 52-year-old Robert King arrested earlier this month after state police say fired a gun at a parked car. He was charged with weapons possession and more. Media reports say he told police after his arraignment it would be easier to kill himself than deal with state laws. That led troopers to seek the red flag order, and that was granted yesterday. It is believed to be the first time the law signed by Governor Cuomo last month was used. A Bronx deli owner says she had no idea a man was being held and tortured in her basement. In a jailhouse interview in the Daily News, Orinthia Gifford said she had nothing to do with the incident, saying she was the one who let police in, so how could she have done it if she did? Police tell a different story, saying the 49-year-old had a key to the trapdoor that led to the basement where that man was found, chained to a bar, bleeding, bruised, and dirty. Police say three men held that victim for some 72 hours, threatening him and his family. Drugs were apparently the motivation, but authorities are still investigating. Cops found the guy on Tuesday, soon after suspect Richard Midwood was spotted outside smoking pot.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.